The second officer, who was a thin, sunburned man with quiet eyes, a thin, long-lipped mouth, and a stubble of beard over his hollow cheeks, shook his head again. It was this officer who was shouting who had ordered the first assault. The young lieutenant who was dead up the slope had been the best friend of this other lieutenant, who was named Paco Berendo, and who was listening to the shouting of the captain, who was obviously in a state of exaltation.
"Those are the swine who shot my sister and my mother," the captain said.
He had a red face and a blonde, British-looking mustache, and there was something wrong about his eyes. They were a light blue, and the lashes were light, too. As you looked at them, they seemed to focus slowly. Then,
"Reds!" he shouted. "Cowards!"
and commenced cursing again. He stood absolutely clear now, and sighting carefully, fired his pistol at the only target that the hilltop presented, the dead horse that had belonged to Sordo. The bullet threw up a puff of dirt 15 yards below the horse. The captain fired again. The bullet hit a rock and sung off. The captain stood there looking at the hilltop. The Lieutenant Berendo was looking at the body of the other lieutenant, just below the summit. The sniper was looking at the ground under his eyes. Then he looked up at the captain.
"There is no one alive up there," the captain said. "Thou," he said to the sniper, "go up there and see."
The sniper looked down. He said nothing.
"Don't you hear me?"
the captain shouted at him. "Yes, my captain," the sniper said, not looking at him.
"Then get up and go."
The captain still had his pistol out.
"Do you hear me?"
"Yes, my captain."
"Why don't you go, then?"
"I don't want to, my captain."
"You don't want to?"
The captain pushed the pistol against the small of the man's back.
"You don't want to?"
"I am afraid, my captain," the soldier said with dignity. Lieutenant Berendo, watching the captain's face and his odd eyes, thought he was going to shoot the man then.
"Captain Mora," he said.
"Lieutenant Berendo?"
"It is possible the soldier is right."
"That he is right to say he is afraid? That he is right to say he does not want to obey an order?"
"No, that he is right that it is a trick."
"They are all dead," the captain said. "Don't you hear me say they are all dead?"
"You mean our comrades on the slope?" Berendo asked him. "I agree with you."
"Paco," the captain said, "don't be a fool. Do you think you are the only one who cared for Julian? I tell you, the Reds are dead. Look."
He stood up, then put both hands on top of the boulder and pulled himself up, kneeing up awkwardly, then getting on his feet.
"Shoot!"
he shouted, standing on the gray granite boulder, and waved both his arms.
"Shoot me! Kill me!"
On the hilltop, El Sordo lay behind the dead horse and grinned. "What a people," he thought. He laughed, trying to hold it in because the shaking hurt his arm.
"Reds!"
came the shout from below.
"Red canaille! Shoot me! Kill me!"
Sordo, his chest shaking, barely peeped past the horse's crupper and saw the captain on top of the boulder waving his arms. Another officer stood by the boulder. The sniper was standing at the other side. Sordo kept his eye where it was and shook his head happily.
"Shoot me," he said softly to himself. "Kill me."
Then his shoulders shook again. The laughing hurt his arm, and each time he laughed, his head felt as though it would burst. But the laughter shook him again like a spasm. Captain Mora got down from the boulder.
"Now do you believe me, Paco?"
he questioned Lieutenant Berendo. "No," said Lieutenant Berendo.
"Cajones," the captain said. "Here there is nothing but idiots and cowards."
The sniper had gotten carefully behind the boulder again, and Lieutenant Berendo was squatting beside him. The captain, standing in the open beside the boulder, commenced to shout filth at the hilltop. There is no language so filthy as Spanish. There are words for all the vile words in English, and there are other words and expressions that are used only in countries where blasphemy keeps pace with the austerity of religion. Lieutenant Berendo was a very devout Catholic, so was the sniper. They were Carlists from Navarra, and while both of them cursed and blasphemed when they were angry, they regarded it as a sin, which they regularly confessed. As they crouched now behind the boulder, watching the captain and listening to what he was shouting, They both disassociated themselves from him and what he was saying. They did not want to have that sort of talk on their consciences, on a day in which they might die. Talking thus will not bring luck, the sniper thought. Speaking thus of the Virgen is bad luck. This one speaks worse than the Reds. Julian is dead, Lieutenant Berenda was thinking. Dead there on the slope on such a day as this is, and this foul mouth stands there bringing more ill fortune with his blasphemies.